Marching band, you either love it or you hate it. My hope is that you will love it. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I came a little bit late to this game of marching band. I've been a marching band teacher for about 9 years now, but I've been in music for 31 years. I missed the whole college experience with marching band because I joined the Army band right out of high school and spent 10 years with them. And our marching consisted of parades about 20 times a year. And I had a really great time with those parades. So even though I've been in music for 31 years, I feel like a baby when it comes to marching bands. But I've developed a few thoughts, and that has shifted over the years. I've come to see that the decision-making we make, and I've been guilty of this too, is often geared towards what is competitive. I would like to challenge you, maybe we need to change that to what is fun, what is educationally sound, and instead of thinking of what is competitive, think along those lines. Remember that marching band is part of music education, just like jazz band is an orchestra, and doing some singing and playing in festivals and playing in for our home crowd and playing in pep assemblies. All of these things are part of a rounded music education. I heard one director describe it this way. Is it really educationally sound for a student to play a bunch of whole notes for a minute or two, dance for 60 seconds, then listen to a duet that someone else does as they move around or move some props around, and then play some more whole notes? Just the thought about some of the direction we've gone with marching band. I firmly believe that music should tell the story, and I'm fortunate to have a colleague who works with me on this, and she believes the same way. We don't like the voiceovers. Why not do them live? I've noticed a trend to get away from the props. For a while, they were getting more and more complex. But why not tell the story through the music? We have also noticed that there's been more of a lack of fundamentals lately than it seems like there used to be. Fundamentals are an important part of getting the step right. We've seen some bands who have made it to state, and we didn't make it to state. But their feet are all over the place, and we're thinking, wow, our students have much better feet than them. And I know there are a lot of other things that they're being graded on, so it's not just the feet, but it seems like something as fundamental as that should count for something. Remember that the repertoire is our curriculum. Marching band should be an extension of what we do and not the focus. Here at my school, we have it as a class, but to be in the marching band class, you have to be in one of the other bands, and they run concurrently. Now, I know not everybody has that luxury to do that. We have 8 classes that students take. We're on a block schedule, alternating days. So on A days, Monday, for example, students take classes 1 through 4, and then B days, they take 5 through 8. So we have the opportunity for students to be able to take 2 bands in the first semester. But that way, all the students have time that they're focusing on the music fundamentals in their normal band class. And although we still do them in the marching band class, they're getting plenty of time building that music. Sometimes I see a band receive a higher score, and it seems like their higher score is because they have better props or cooler props. And this should not be something that happens. Here are some things that I'm changing in my philosophy in the coming year this fall. I'm cutting way back. We're going to less competitions. We're still going to go to them, but we'll have a few less that we go to. Our practices are going to be slightly shorter, and I'm going to invest a little bit less money in the marching band. And it's never been something I've put a huge amount of money in, but it's been something that has increased and increased and increased. So this year I'm actually going to cut back. I hope that you've enjoyed these thoughts on marching band. If you don't have a marching band, I highly recommend that you start one. And I have another episode where I talk about starting a marching band. I'll put the link to that in the show notes.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.